KWCO FM HD1 Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 79. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today is Friday, July 20th. News sponsored by the Glen Haven Retirement Village, First National Bank and Trust, and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Another super hot day today. Matter of fact, a heat warning is going to be in effect for this afternoon, as well as an ozone alert. Actual temperatures could be up around 110 like they were yesterday. Heat index valleys in some areas up to 115. Temperatures will remain above the century mark through the weekend. Another big hit in the scoop, the story part of today's Cool News.
There comes a time when a family member may need a nursing home or perhaps an assisted living center. You want a local, clean, caring facility that will take care of your loved one. We invite you to visit Chickasha's Glen Haven Retirement Village, 29th and Iowa. Come out, take a tour, meet the staff. Cleanliness, kindness, medical treatments, delicious food. When it comes time to choose a nursing home or assisted living center, choose carefully. Choose someone you trust. Glen Haven, 224-0909.
More exciting news in the energy sector for the region. Another top producing well in the South Central Oklahoma Oil Province, commonly called the Scoop. A well near Alec is producing tens of thousands of cubic feet of natural gas per day in the Woodford play. It's the North Cheyenne 410X3H well, which is 3 miles south of Alec. It was drilled by Gulfport MidCon out of Oklahoma City. And in addition to the large natural gas production, it's also bringing in an additional 450-plus barrels of oil a day. The website okenergytoday.com reports the well had a spud date of January 2017. It wasn't finished until last August, and it was finally completed this past January. An additional 14 permits to drill have recently been approved in Grady County, 3 each for Gulfport MidCon and Marathon, and 2 each by Roan Resources and Travis Peak Resource. In the stack play around Kingfisher, 19 permits to drill have recently been approved. Nenecost school patrons will have two special bond issues to decide when they go to the polls in next month's primary runoff election. The two issues total $550,000. One bond will make some needed improvements to the high school science laboratory, and the other to take care of some transportation needs. Superintendent Todd Bunch said the science lab was part of the original construction of the high school more than 40 years ago. He said students have not been able to do any experiments because of non-working gas and plumbing lines. The bonds would also allow the district to purchase some lab equipment and furniture. The second bond issue would allow the district to buy some new buses and people movers. Bunch said there is a bond issue coming off the books at the end of this year, so if voters pass these measures, there would be no property tax increase. The bond proposals are on the August 28th primary runoff ballot. Also in education news, students in Anadarko Public Schools to return to the classroom in less than a month. School officials are preparing for the 7th annual Back to School Expo. In addition to meeting some teachers and picking up class schedules, students can get free dental exams. Student athletes can get free physicals. There will be numerous organizations with information regarding ACT testing, special services, Indian education, and college and career information. Also scheduled a meet and greet with new superintendent Jerry McCormick. The first 80 students to the expo can get free haircuts. There's free hot dogs, popcorn, and drinks. And participants can register to win some very nice door prizes. The Anadarko Back to School Expo, Thursday, August 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m. at Warrior Fieldhouse. Anadarko students go back to the classroom the following Thursday, August 9th. More cool news coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
An Oklahoman who was the central commander of the U.S. campaign in Iraq is expected to bring an exhibit to Chickasha next month. General Tommy Franks to be hauling his traveling museum to the Grady County Disabled American Veterans Headquarters. His permanent museum is in Hobart, where he also has a leadership institute. Michael Chavers with DAV Chapter 17 said he's done all the preliminary work to get the traveling museum to Chickasha.
I've done the paperwork. I'm waiting for him to confirm for me, so I will say that. I haven't got that phone call yet. I'm still waiting on it. it, so hopefully I'll hear something within the next day or so.
Now, the tentative date for the program, August 22nd. The Grady County DAV chapter recently reestablished a local office and it's assisting veterans in both Grady and Caddo counties. Throughout the summer, we've been spotlighting Chickasha firefighters, and Dennis Lynham has this week's program.
In getting to know your Chickasha Fire Department, we meet 21-year Chickasha veteran, Captain and Nurse Mike Peek. Mike explains each firefighter is
individually trained. We have different levels of training, from new guys up to guys that have been here longer than I have. They go out with a positive attitude and want to help the community and take care of business.
What's your best memory while at CFD?
The neighbors knew that my wife and I were trained. They came and got us, did CPR, and I got to ride in the ambulance since I work with them, help continue doing patient care. He is actually alive today, and his wife thanks us every time that she sees us. Very proud to have the chance to serve the community that I live in. My family grew up here, my boys, my brother, I did, and it's just a good feeling to be able to have the chance to work in this community and serve them.
If you see Chickasha Fire Department Captain Mike Peek today, thank him for his service and continuing to protect Chickasha.
Thanks a lot, Dennis, and you can see a photo of Mike on our Facebook page and our website. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange up slightly to $69.46 a barrel. London-based Brent crude down to $73.79. Natural gas climbs to $2.77 per million BTUs. Gold was higher to $1,225 and silver up to $15.43. Our weather forecast, another hot day today. An excessive heat warning is in effect for this afternoon. Also an ozone alert in effect. Our actual temperature will be up around 110 for the second consecutive day. Heat index values in some areas up to 115, and temperatures will continue to stay above 100 degrees through the weekend. Cool 105.5 Sports next.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
In sports, he's one of the top amateur golfers in the state. While Chickasha's Cody Burrows came up a little short in his bid to win the Oklahoma Golf Association State Amateur Tournament yesterday, the Oral Roberts University senior-to-be had another great performance this year. For the second straight year, he lost to the eventual champion. In yesterday's semifinals in the morning, Burrows fell 2-1 to Oklahoma State's Hayden Wood. Wood had a great week at the Patriot Golf Club in Owosso, beating the number 3, number 2, and number 1 seeds on his way to the title. After defeating Burrows, the number 2 seed, 2-1 yesterday, Wood would go on to defeat fellow OSU golfer and top seed Austin Eckroat, 3-2. A couple of longtime high school football coaches in the region to be inducted into the Oklahoma Coaches Hall of Fame this weekend. Barry Foster of Rush Springs and Rocky Carter of El Reno among the inductees. Others to be inducted are Oklahoma Christian basketball coach Dan Hayes and former TV sports broadcaster Van Shea Ivan. The conference to be held in Tulsa starting this weekend and running through next week, as all coaches will be meeting to get updates on new rules and regulations in their respective sports for the coming year, and many of last year's top student athletes will compete in the All-State Games. Yet another top recruit announced for the USAO men's basketball team, Gerard McCunte out of Mapleton, Georgia, to be joining the team this fall. McCunte, a 6'6 guard out of Pebble Creek High School, where he averaged 17 points a game and was named his team's most valuable player. Among his reasons for signing with USAO to join fellow AAU competitor and friend Damian Wilson, both are from the Atlanta, Georgia area. USAO coach Chris Francis says McCunte is a player that has a potential to average a double-double every time out. He says McCunte came highly recommended by coaches. The Oklahoma City Dodgers closing out their series with New Orleans with a 4-2 loss last night. The Dodgers did win 3 of the 5 games of the series. OKC heads out on a weekend trip to Nashville, and they'll return home on Tuesday. That's your cool news, weather, and sports. Anytime you miss the news, go to our website, cool1055fm.com. You'll find a link under the news tab, the website powered by the Southern Plains Medical Center and the Spine Center at SPMC.